stay, poor pilgrim. I will never have fortune or fame, but I'm an heir to a mansion in glory. For I'm the child of the heavenly King.
Yeah,
I will never have wealth or great riches, never live in a mansion so grand, but I'm trembling at heavenly highway that will lead to that beautiful land. And I'm laying up treasures in heaven, and I'll reap my reward some sweet day, and I'll add a new gem to my collection every time that I kneel down and pray. I am laying up treasures in heaven as I travel by faith day by day. And each day as I work my way onward, I will always take time out to pray. I have some dear loved ones in danger as they face Satan's snares day by day. And each day as I kneel down and ask Jesus to protect them as they go on their way. And the treasures that I'm storing up in heaven will be there where no thieves can break through. And the moth and the rust won't corrupt them. They won't tarnish, but will always be new. My treasures are the prayers for my loved ones. They are there at the foot of God's throne. They will be poured out to my heavenly Father to protect them and bring them safe home.
That was the heart's desire of Sister Dorothy for her children to be saved. And you know what? If you've got children, that's your desire. You don't want to see, not only I want my children to go to heaven, but I want your children to go to heaven. And I try my best, as Paul said, do not know the terror of the Lord. We persuade men to repent and fall out with sin and seek the mercies of the Lord before it's everlasting too late. The day of the Lord is coming, And as you look through the land and you see the earthquakes in divers places, and you see all the wickedness of the land as it was in the days of Sodom and was in the days of Noah, we see all this today. He said, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. He's promised, when he said when he went away, he said, I'll come again. And where I am, there you may be also. I want you to know today that if you know Jesus today, as Brother Terry has told you, he's coming again. Well, how will the case be with you in the morning when the Lord returns? Will it be, come ye blessed to my Father, or depart from me? How will it be with you the day? Will you be on his right hand, or will you be on the left hand? There's only going to be two classes of people, brother. In that day, they're going to be the sheep on the right hand and the goats on the left. And I declare today, and if you've not been born again, you're on the left hand of God. The Bible teaches us and lets us realize, and through his word and through all the ministry that he had and give unto us, brethren, that a man must be born again. It's no great scientific work that it takes to get to heaven. Listen, but you've got to have a new birth. Without a new birth, you cannot go where Jesus is. Jesus said, when he was here on the earth, he said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. I am the door into the sheepfold, and by me, if any man enters in, he shall be saved, and he shall go in and out, and he shall find pasture, and he shall find rest unto his soul. Brother John, I believe we can see the rest in you because he made manifest in you, brethren, as the Bible says that we bear in our bodies of the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to be a light unto the world.
Absolutely.
I want my Savior to be seen in my flesh as I walk here, brethren. Though unworthy I am, and though the weakness that we have here, brethren, yet through all that, I am strengthened by the grace of God, brethren. As Paul prayed three times for the thorn to be removed, brethren, no doubt he lamented and cried, God, I want to be perfect like you. Just today, and Paul said, to strive ye to be perfect, but as he prayed and cried, the Lord told unto Paul and said, Paul, my grace is sufficient. When you are weak, then are you strong. I want you to know today, brethren, show me a strong man, I'll show you a humble man that trusts in the Lord. For blessed is the man whose trust is the Lord, brethren. Blessed is the nation that trusts in the Lord, brethren. For he that puts his trust in the Lord shall be Mount Zion. He'll mount up with wings, and he'll run, and he'll not be weary, brother. Sometime we run, the Bible says, oh friend, today run the race with patience. I ever look on the Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Brother, and sometime the Lord tells us, stand still and sing the salvation of the Lord. Sometime we're running, sometime we're standing, and sometime we're walking, brother. As the old writer said, I walk about Zion, consider a palace. Behold her bold works, brethren. She is a beautiful city today, and she is set on high, brethren. And she is the bride. She is the bride, the Lamb's wife. If you haven't today, she is that city, brother, that came down on the day of Pentecost when they was gathered together in one room, in one accord, brother. There was about 120 of them that Jesus had told them, go ye into Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Oh, brethren, and while they gathered together up there, they were no doubt at high homes of this promise that Jesus said, if I go away, I'll pray the Father, and I'll send you another comforter in my name. And when he has come, he'll guide you and lead you in the ways of all truth. Oh, brother, and he said it'll bring all things to your remembering that I've said unto you. What did he say unto them? Go ye and tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued with his power from on high. I listened today, and while they was gathered there, Brother Terry, there came a mighty rushing wind, and the Holy Ghost set upon them, and they began to speak with tongue and glorify God. Peter spoke in cloven tongue. Listen, the word cloven means the split. He spoke in the Hebrew dialect, and every man, 17 different nationalities, was there. It was all devout Jews, brother, out of every nation under heaven. You see, God had scattered them because of their unbelief and going away from God. They sought every God and idol. They and committed adultery. They committed a fornication under every green tree and every tree that was good for shade. But God said, I'll scatter them all over the land. Here's the good news. He said, in that day I'll gather them unto me. Listen the day. He said, the law shall not depart from Judah, or lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Brother, when did he gather them together? Jesus, while he was on the earth, never man spake like this man. He came, brother, the day to do the Father's will. Brother, and testified of himself and said, God had sent me to loose them that was in the prison. How those brethren and that lived captivity came and gave gift unto men. What did he give unto man, brother? Listen, God, brother, in sundry time, in divers manner, spoke unto the Father, but has in his last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he appointed heir over all things, by whom also he created the earth and the world and the fullness thereof. Listen, brother, and while he was on the earth, he showed many wonderful things that God had given him to do. He come to do the work of him, the sinning brother. Listen the day, and while he was here, Brother Terry, he healed the sick. Yes, he caused the lame to walk. Oh, brother, and he one called the dead to raise, my brother. And one evening, brother, I thought of you. They come unto Jesus, and they took him. Listen, hallelujah. They took him as he was. And I was going to the other side, my brother, in a little ship, friend. Oh, friend, you're going to have to take Jesus for what he is today, friend. You can't change him for you. No, he's not going to line up with you, brother. You're going to have to line up with him, friend. And where are you going to go if you line up with him? You're going to the other side, my friend. What's on the other side? There is peace, joy, and happiness in the Lord, my brother. But here, I want you to see something here. While you're going over there on the other side, there's a many a storms going to come in your life, friend. Don't you never doubt it, brother. All trouble and sorrow. There is a trouble and sorrow, but for a night, but joy will come in the morning, brother. Listen, when will the morning come? When will we say a farewell, vain world? But while the storm's raging, we get in the little boat, brother, with Jesus, friend, and the waves tossed him to and fro, and the boat took on a little water, and those that is in the ship. They had a little doubt, brother. They had a whole lot of doubt, brother. Oh, Jesus, awake, Jesus. A cares not that we perish. Oh, Jesus, brother. Gone up from his sleep and come to the bow of the boat and look out over the water, brother. Listen, in your life, friend, you'll have a many a day that you'll think that you're going to sing. Oh, but be not afraid, little children. The Lord is there. Oh, peace be still. And the waters can calm. And the winds cease from blowing. That's what the Lord does in your life, friend. I feel him in my life. And when he speaks, peace be still. Everything's all right in the Lord this morning, brother. Ain't it good to know Jesus this morning? Oh, friend, a friend, Jesus said unto them, where is your faith? Listen today, listen, friend. Sometime our faith gets wing. Sometime our faith, we don't know what to do. But I'm going to tell you, friend, just press on to the mark of the high call. Sometime we just got to stand still, brother, and see the salvation of the Lord. Brother, don't run when the Lord is not leading. Follow Jesus, brother, in everything that he does. The children of Israel, they got in trouble, brother, when they left the Lord, brother. Every time, while the cloud was over them, they were sheltered from the heat. And while the night was cold, brother, he caused the fire pillow to hover over them and bring warmth under their heart. Listen today, friend. Do you ever feel anything any warmer than the Spirit of the Lord? He'll warm your heart. He'll make your heart feel warm, and your mind will be at ease. Oh, God, when will you come, Lord, and take us from this unfriendly world, brother? We don't know the day or the hour, but he's coming again someday. As he told his disciples, brother, you just tarry in Jerusalem until I send the promise of the Holy Ghost upon you. Listen, brother, and they begin to speak with tongue and magnify God. Listen, and them that sit around, they begin to say, brother, these men are drunk, brother, they're full of new wine. Oh, these men are not drunk as ye suppose, but this and that was spoken by the prophet Joel in the last days. He said, I'll pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters, they would prophesy. Your old men would see vision. Listen today, and your young men would dream dreams. Listen today. Listen this morning. As the Holy Ghost come into your heart this morning, it's going to bring peace today. It's going to bring a love in your heart. It's the promise of the Father. It'll give unto you peace and happiness. Oh, brother. And Peter and John, about the hour of prayer, about the ninth hour, brother, they went up into the temple. Have we seen any signs of the works of the Lord, brother? We've seen them here in the church. We've heard of them, brother. I've read of the signs of the Lord. I've seen the hand of God working. Brother Paul in our lives here, we can feel the tongue of the Master's hand. And Peter, he went into the temple, and there was a man there, brother, that begged on, brother. He was crippled from his youth. He'd never been able to walk. Listen today, friend. Many of you are dead in trespassing and sin. I'm going to tell you the day Jesus has got life to give you. He'll raise you from the dead. If you're crippled, if you've been wounded by the wicked one, he'll bind up your wounds, friend. He'll give you a new song to sing. And that little man began to bang. He begged alms of Peter and John. Listen, and Peter fastened his eyes upon him and said, silver and gold have I none, such as I have, I give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ. And the man rose up and he leaped, brother, and went into that holy, he went into that temple, leaping and praising God this morning. Have you been leaping and praising God? When the Holy Ghost comes, it'll give you something to shout about, friend, this morning. Here in this world, Lord, just give me Jesus this morning. I'm going to shout and praise him. Everything has breath, praise the Lord. Lift up your hands and hang down, and your feeble knees, and praise him, brother. Glory, 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 under the name of Jesus. There's never been a name like this name, brother. I found him close to me. I hear him, brother, all in the night time speaking. I hear him in the morning. I feel him in the evening. He's always, he said, I'll be an everlasting abider. I'll be with you in the sixth trouble. I'll let no evil come upon you. When the seventh comes, I'm not worried when the death angel comes. He's going to come my way one day. As I look into the mirror and see the old man getting old, and my youth is passing by. Brother John, but I'm looking for a body like the end of Jesus, a most glorious body, brother. I'm going to get me a body that'll never die. I'm going to get a place in the heavenly realm. Sister Lorraine, I've been a traveler a long time. I get tired along the way. I can't wait for the Lord to come and take this worried pilgrim home, brother. I don't know about everybody else, but for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord, brother. Every day that I live, every morning that I go, praise the Lord, brother. He is worthy this morning. Won't you call upon him? His arms are stretched out today. Come unto me, ye that labor and heavy laden. Take my yoke upon you. Just learn of me and see that I'm lowly, and see that he loves you, friend, this morning. And if you want to go to heaven, you can. What's it going to cost you today? It's going to cost you that old sinful life. It's no good to you anyhow. Oh, Jesus, he wants to come in. He wants to give you a new life this morning. He wants to take away that old man. He wants to come in and take up his abode. He wants to give unto you eternal life, and you'll never perish. Why don't you want him this morning? What kind of a lie is the devil telling you that it would keep you out there in the world? Listen, there's nothing worth dying and going down to the world alone. Jesus has life to give. He has love to give you. He has peace to give you. He said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth I unto thee. The world, it's passing away, brother. My peace, brother, it'll never pass away. It's a river, brother. John saw it on the Isle of Patmos. He said, I saw a river, a pure river of water, proceeding out of the throne of God and out of the Lamb, brother. It came from his side, brother. It went flow to the former sea. It flowed to the hinder sea. Here's the good part, brother. I got a drink of the fountain of living water. I drink from the fountain and I never run dry, brother. I got a bite of that bread, brother. And then it so tastes good to me today. Do you want to take a bite to say? He's offering it unto you this morning. He wants you to take a drink of him and live forever. He wants you to eat of that bread and never die for him. Listen, how good it is to be in the house of the Lord. It's a good place to be this morning, Lord. Oh, God, take my heart, Lord, and make me pure. Take me, Lord, and use me for everything that would please the Lord. Don't you want to go to heaven this morning, friend? Seek him while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. On the day of his coming tonight, and he shall be able to stand on the day of his coming. Is the day of his coming, brother. It's going to be a bright day. It's going to outshine the noonday sun. John saw him on the Isle of Patmos, brother. And he said he stood at the sun, shined in his strength, brother. Oh, brother. But here's the good part. I'm going to shine like him. Hello, brother. I'm going to outshine the noonday sun one day. A farewell, vain world. I'm going home, brother. A farewell to all the folds of this life. Earthquakes and sorrow, brother. Cancer and dying. My children won't turn, brother. But I'm going to go for myself and not another. I want them to go with me. Don't you want everyone to go? Brother Roger, this morning, I get troubled in my heart. People won't listen to me. Lord God of heaven, if they only knew what I feel. If I can only open up my heart and let them feel such a care. What I have in my heart this morning. You would think the world would want a drink of this living water, brother. But the world loves its own. And they won't turn, brother, because their deeds are evil, brother. Thank the Lord today, brother, for his grace. Thank him today for his marvelous works as he works in us and in his children. He loves you this morning more than our minds can comprehend. How good is the Lord, and how gracious is he unto them that trust in him. Brother, we can't count our blessings, Brother Roger. We're not able, Brother Jim, to count our blessings. They're too many. Only thing we need to do is praise God, brethren. Trust in the Lord. For he that puts his trust in the Lord, brethren, he's going to stand, he's going to walk, and he's going to run. Through the power and the demonstration of the Spirit, brethren, we can do all things through him that strengthened us. That's how we can do it, brethren. It's not by might. It's not by power. But it's by my Spirit, brethren. By my Spirit. That's what he's saying. Now, brethren, if you ain't got the Spirit of God, you're none of his. You're none of his, brethren. It's just that simple. Please, today is the day of salvation. If you will, hear his voice. Harden not your hearts.
Seek him while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. For the day of his coming is nigh. And who shall be able to stand the day of his coming? Only them, Brother Terry's been down to the banquet house. And the banner has been over them. Love. The blood of Christ has been applied to the soul. Been made white. Evermore white, brethren. And God give unto them the Holy Spirit as he did on the day of Pentecost. And we can shout and praise God throughout endless days, brethren. Or when will the moment come when we can go to heaven and be with the Lord? Thank the Lord, brethren, for his grace, his love, his kindness. Thank him this morning. Praise him, for he's worthy to be praised. Let everything that has breath praise you, the Lord. Thank the Lord. Sing your song, brethren. While the brethren sang, they're right here fields. God, God has saved them and you're home in this little church. Come and tell that great thing Jesus has done for you.
I'm glad and thankful that he had compassion on me. And that I help you, Lord God. And I'm your Savior. And will it be? And do it come to an end? I don't know how long it's going to be. But I know in the morning when he calls, help me. I know he's coming again.
I'm going to tell you and he's going to return again. I'm glad and thankful that God had mercy on me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glad and thankful. Hello.